Okay, we are continuing now with Moed Katan. Tes Vav, we'll pick it up on Yud Dalin Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. In Yonah Diyoma, these are, Gemara talks about Avelus, and connecting that to a person who is in Nidui, what the comparisons, what the similarities are. So says the Gemara, two lines to the bottom. Avil also betis person. Avil is a person who, Rachman Otzlan, has lost one of their Zion Krovim, their father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or spouse. So the halacha is, they're not allowed to get a haircut. From the fact that Hashem told Aaron back in Parsha Shemini, Roshechem al tifra'u, don't let your hair on your head go loose. So you see, they can't let their hair grow long while they're in Avelus for the brothers, Nadav and Avihu. So Mechlal, this implies the Kuli Alma Osir, that really for everybody, even non-Kohanim, right, it is Osir to get a haircut while they're in Avel. Now on the top of Amud Aleph. So Menudin Mitzurayin, Mahein Betis Paras. So what about a person who's in Nidoi, or a person who's in Mitzara? Are they allowed to get a haircut? So Tashma, coming here. Menudin Mitzurayin Asurun Lesaper Lechabes. Right? The Brisa says that they cannot get a haircut and they can't do laundry. So Menudin Shemes. If a person who was in Nidoi and they died, based in Soiklin Es Arono. So it means not that they throw stones, but they put a stone on it. The Rosh Shechter explained, even if they died, quote unquote, of natural causes, it's as if to say that no, this is really what brought it about. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Lo Shiamidu Olav Galavonim Ki Galashel Achan. It doesn't mean you make a big pile of stones like they did over Achan back in Sefer Yehoshua when he stole from the booty that they got at Ai. Ella based in Sholchin Umanichin Evan Gadola al Arono. They send Shluchim who put a large stone on the. It's a symbolic thing. So what do you see from here? Lamedchas teaches us Shekol Hamisnade Umeis Beniduyo. Anybody who was put into they're excommunicated and they died in that while still in that status based in Soiklin Es Arono. So you put a stone on the coffin. An Ovel Chay Batifas Arosh. An Ovil is required to wrap his head, covering his face and his head. How do you learn this out? Midika Amar Le Rachman Li Yechezkel. Hashem says to Navi Yechezkel, when he was in Avelus, V'lo Sa'ate Al Safam, you should not cover your lip. So Mechlal, the Kule Amar Mechayveit. It implies that everybody else is obligated. So it would, the way it would look, like Atifa is done, we do this in the morning, we put on Talis Gadol, it goes over the head, down to where it covers like the upper lip. So from the fact that Hashem says to Yechezkel, don't do this, you see from don't what everyone else is supposed to be doing this to wrap their heads that way. So menuda mahu batifa sarosh. So what's the din by a person who is in Nidoi? They've been excommunicated. Do they have to do the same thing? Omer of Yosef Tashma, bring your raya. Vehein mis atifin veyoshvin ki menudin havelim ad shirachemu alehen min hashemayim. So the Goran Titans was talking about people who were fasting and they weren't answered. So they wrap themselves up and they sit like someone who's in Nidoi, someone who's in Ovil, until they have Rachman and the rains come. So this implies that if you are in Nidoi, you have to wrap your head like an Ovil. Right? So Amalei Abaye, one second. Dilma Menuda L'Shemayim Shaini D'Chomir. Maybe Nidoi from Shemayim is not like a regular earthly type of Nidoi. It's a heavenly Nidoi and it's more serious. So therefore, you can't necessarily bring me a Raya. We'll come back to this later on. The Gemara discusses if we're allowed to make these comparisons or not. Meaning between a Nidoi of Shemayim versus a Nidoi in this world. Mitzora Mahubativa Saros. So what's the din by a Mitzora? So Tashma al Safam Ya'ate. Right? You cover your lip. Michlal, this implies Shechai Bativa Saros Shmamino. So you see, yeah, it's in fact, he does have to do this. Ovil, a person is an Avelus, also Hanich Tefillin. Does not put on tefillin. See in a minute what the halacha really is. That applies to all days of Avelus. How do you know this? Says the Gemara. From the fact that Hashem tells Yechezkel while he was in Avelus, Pe'ercha chavosh alecha, your pe'er, which is the tefillin, you should be putting on. Nechlal de kuliyama oser. That implies that everybody else, this is a unique exception. You do put on tefillin, but everybody else is oser. This is brought down both in Yoredeya and in Norachayim, actually, in Hilchos Tefillin. In Simon Lamed Ches Halacha Hey Avil BeYom Rishon Also Lanich Tefillin. He doesn't put it on the first day. Mikan VeElach for the remaining days of the Shiva Chayev Afilu Bo upon him Chadosh. Even if new people come and happen to see this is the first time they're seeing him, he still puts on the Tefillin. Actually, in Yonah Dioma, in the next Halacha Vav, Betisha B'Av Chayav Mitfillin. Right, we do put on Tefillin on Tisha B'Av, even though we're doing the signs of Avelis. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out over there in Sifa Katan Chaf Aleph, that it's not more machmir than the first day. Maybe than the rest of the days, I mean, right? The rest of the days you put on, an Avil does put on tefillin by Shachris. So too, we also put on tefillin. We do it in the afternoon after some of the forms of Avelis have been lifted. I believe the meaning of the Gra was in fact that he would actually put tefillin on privately in his house before coming to Shul. Okay, back inside. Menuda Mahab tefillin. So what does a person who's in Nidoy, if they've been like excommunicated, ostracized, what do? They put on tefillin? Teku. It's unresolved. Mitzora Mahu Tefillin. What about a Mitzora? Does he put on Tefillin? So Tashma, Vihatzarua, and the person who's a leper. The Rabbis, Kohen Gadol, this comes to include that the Kohen Gadol has all the dinim of a Mitzora. Begod of you Frumim, his clothes should be Frumim. What does that mean? Shihiyu Mikorom, you have to tear them. The Roisho Yeh Farua, and his head should be Farua. What does that mean? Ein Priya El Gidol Sear. That means an expression of having long hair, growing and not cutting it. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva Oimer, you learn it out a little bit differently. Nemer Havaya Berosh, v'nemer Havaya Bebeged. It's like a Zeir Shava, so make a connection. Ma Havaya Behamura Bebeged. What does it mean when it's talking about your clothing? That's a davar shechutz migufo. It's something that's external to his guf. Af havaya berosh. So to something that's external, davar hachoytis migufo. It's something else. That's it. My love to tefillin. Isn't this referring to tefillin? So the pasuk's coming to teach me that a mitzora does not wear tefillin. No, Omer of Papa. Lo, that's not what it's talking about. That's not necessarily. It's not a raya because it's talking about a tefillin. It could be a kumsa. That's like a type of soft hat, like a beret, a cap, something like that. Or the sudra, or it could be your sudra, your scarf. These are the other things that people wear on the heads. So you can explain according to Bikiva, maybe that's what he means. You can't wear these types of things like excessive headgear while you are a mitzora. Continues the Gemara now. And avil aser b'sheilis shalom, to greet somebody or to be greeted. Right? How do you know this? Because Hashem told Yechezkel, hey anek dom, you should like sigh while you're silent. So that sounds like, except what's, you know, absolutely essential, you're really not allowed to talk. Menuda mahu b'she'el shalom. So what about a person who's in nidoy? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma b'she'el shalom shebein adam lechaveiro kivnei adam hanuzufim lemakom. So when they're, this is again talking about the people who are fasting because the rain hasn't come down yet, so they sit like someone who is nezifa, right? From Hashem. So Amalibaya Dilma Menuda Lishamayim Shiny, the Chomir. No, maybe when from Hashem it's much more strict than that. And it's I can't necessarily bring a raya from that case to what the din is over here. In Shulchan Aruch, in Orchaim Tuf Kuf, where's Ayin Hey Zion, it says Kishmist Anim Al Yasham Over Yud Gimotanios Elivulananu, right? The Gemara Tanya talks about the whole series of fasts they did 13 times, they weren't answered. Mematim Bamasav Matan Vin Shal Simcha. They lessen the business and the building. Umematim be Erisin Venisuin Elaim Kane Lokim Mitzas Period Vivia. Fine. Umematim Bashel Shalom Bin Adon Chavero. They don't talk so much. Says the Mechaber, "V'tamide chachamim lo yishalu shalom elikin zufim chimedumim lemakom." They just sit as if they've been put in nidui from Hashem, right? V'am ha'arch and also lehem shalom meshivin lo v'safar rafa v'chovid rosh. Right? You could answer them back. But you see from here that that's how they sit when they weren't. They conduct themselves when they were not yet answered. Mitzora mahu b'sheil shalom. What's the din now by a mitzora? Could he say shalom aleichem? Could he answer back? Satashma va'al safam yate. The same pasuk we quoted now the third time. You should cover your lips. Shehe sifosav midubakos zo bezo. That your lips should be stuck together. Right? In modern Hebrew, devek is like glue. Midubakos, your lips should be glued together, glued shut. Don't talk. Shehe kimiru l'ka'ovil. You should be like someone who's a nidoy and someone who's like in a velus. But also b'sheilas shalom shema minah. So you see from here that in fact a mitzorah should not be greeting others. If that's true, then we can answer the question beforehand that he's not allowed to do sheilas shalom. No, Amar Rav Acha bar Pinchas mishmed Rav Yosef. Nikitan is osir. When did it really say that a mitzvah is osir like a menuda? No, sheyehei kemenuda uchaavah ketani. He should be like someone who's in nidoin, like someone who's in avelus. Bemile acharan yosa for other milim, other things. For osir nami b'sheilas shalom. He's also osir from giving shalom to people. But that being the case, you can't bring a proof from here whether or not if you are in nidoin, whether you could give shalom to somebody or not. Okay, new topic. Avel osa b'divrei Torah, right? This is we don't learn during avelus. We don't learn on Tisha B'Av. Mituka Amar Rachman li Yechezkel dom, because Hashem told Yechezkel you should sigh, you should be silent, right? So he can't even be discussing Torah. It's mashmer from here. Menuda mahu b'divrei Torah. So what about a person who's been put into nidui, ostracized? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma Menuda, Shona v'Shonin lo. He could teach. He could. Others could teach him. Niskar v'Niskarin lo. He could be hired by work for others, or people. People could be hired. He could be hired by work for others. Others could be hired by him. So Mucharam, which is a more stricter thing, right? Cherim is more strict than the Nidui. Lo shona v'lo shonen lo. He's not allowed to teach. He's not allowed to learn. People can't learn from him. Lo niskar v'lo niskarim lo. He can't be hired by others, and he can't do hiring of other people. Ava ovel shona hu la'atzmo shol yapsik es limudo. So an ovel could learn by himself, so he won't have a break, and he'll forget everything he knows. V'oyselo chanus ketana b'shvil panasa, and he can make a small little store for panasa. He can make enough money to cover his basic needs, but not anything beyond that. V'omarav, so like what type of a little store are we talking about? Zabune maya bepakta da aravos. You could sell water in the valley of Aravos, where ironically Aravos, they grow by the water. There's no water found here, so you can make a small little money from that. So yeah, Shmami no. The Gemara learns from here that one is in Nidwe is in fact allowed to learn Torah. Mitzora ma'ab divrei Torah. What about Mitzora? Tashma v'hodatem levanech levnei vanech yom shemadok lefnei Hashem lakecha bechoriv. You should tell your children the day you stood at Choriv at Har Sinai in front of Hashem. So malahalim be'emu v'yiro v'resis v'zeya. The right zio that you're learning there with a certain sense of reverence and fear and trembling. So too, anytime you're learning Torah has to be with that same type of respect in kavod. So mikan amru, from here they learned out hazovim v'hamitzoraim v'balei nidos mutorin likrois b'torah v'neimu k'suvim. So a person who's a zav, that's a type of, it's not carry, it's a different type of bodily emission that comes out of a man. Bole nidos, they had a relation with a woman who was a nida, even though it's a very serious prohibition. They're still allowed to learn chumash, novi, and ksuvim. Velishnos, bemedrash, betalmud, velachos, vagados. And they're allowed to learn mishnah, halacha, agata, right? But a balkari asurin. But a person who's a balkari, so it's also for them to learn, because what's the difference? Really, a balkari comes from a certain lightheadedness, and therefore, since they don't have the proper respect, it's a lack, it's like a chisorin in there, so therefore they're not allowed to. What is the din by a balkari? So in Orachayim Peches, Kol Atzmeim Korin B'Torah V'Korin Kriya Shema Mispalim. Anybody who's told me could read Torah, say Shema, Davin, Chutz mi Balkeri, with the exception of Balkeri, Shehotzio Ezra Mikol Hatameim, he excluded this type of person. V'osru bein b'divrei Torah, bein b'kriya Shema, b'tefila ad shiitpo. So this is what's known as Tefilas Ezra, that if a person became a Balkeri, he has to go to the mikvah. Kedei shalihu tamnei chachamim mitzuyin eitzan ashoseihim ketan golem. So tamnei chacham wouldn't frequently have relations with their wives, because every time afterwards they're going to have to go to the mikvah. The Acharkach, however, says the Mechaber afterwards, Bitlu Osa Tekona, the Hemidu Dover Hadover Al Hadin. Then they took this away and went back to Meikar Hadin, that what's allowed. Sha'ap Al Keri, Mutta B'Divrei Torah, B'Kriyas Shema, B'Tefila, B'Lo Tefila, B'Lo Rechitza, B'Tish B'Kavim. So then they could, Al Keri could learn, V'Chein Poshet haminhag, and that's what the minhag is. That really me'ikra din abal keri is not required to. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Dalet says mikol malkum. Nevertheless, yesh anshe ma'isa shenogin v'takonazu v'toyvlin es atzvo in the kiryon. Right. Okay, so even though it's not required, technically speaking, there still is an inyan for a person, an anshe maisa, a person who's on the level, should in fact try to go to the mikvah if they were a balkari. Okay, continues on the Gemara. Avil aser betich boises. An avil is not allowed to do laundry. Dichsiv vayishlach Yoav tekoa vayikach misham isha chachama v'yomer aileha his abli na levelif shina big day avil v'al tichsuchi shemin v'hayisa keisha ze yomim rabim mis abeles almes. So this is when they hired this woman to fake that she would be, this is in Shmuel Beis, right? She would hire, you know, to pretend like she really was in a veil, she was faking it. Menudin umitzoro in mahim betich boses. What about a person who's a nidoy, a person who is a mitzora? Satashma, menudin mitzoro in asurin lesaper lechabes. We saw this earlier that they're not allowed to get haircuts, not do laundry, shma mino, it's prohibited. Avil chaya bekriya. Now, about tearing the kriya for one of their relatives. To ka'omel hu rachamon alivnei Aaron, we learn this out from the fact when Hashem told the sons of Aaron, lo tifromu, don't tear your clothes, mechlad kuli alma mechayve. It implies that everybody else is obligated to tear kriya. Menuda mahu bekriya. What about a menuda? Does he have to tear his clothing? Teku, not sure, it's unresolved. Mitzora mahu bekriya. What about a mitzora? Satashma begodav yufrumim. Your begadim should be torn. Shiu mikoraim, that means to be tear them. Shema mino, you see from the fact that yes, that a mitzora does tear his clothing. Avol chay b'kfiya samita, an avol is required to flip over the beds. The Rishon already talked about the beds that we have nowadays. They're not made the same way, so the modern day application of halacha, that's why we cover the mirrors in the base avol. The Tani bar kipara, on the top of Amud Beis, Demus duyukne nesati bohen. Uva avanoseihem hafachtiha. I put my likeness, my tzelem elokim, into humans, and because of their veras, their sins, I overturned it. Which means when a person dies, it's like the tzelem elokim has left. Kfu mitoseihem aleha. So you should overturn your beds, meaning where the source of life comes from relations, that should be overturned as well. Menuda mitzora ma hey bekfiya samita. Do they also do this to take, or it's unresolved? It's interesting. Soloveitchik pointed out that this idea of covering up the mirrors and covering the tzelem elokim. Sometimes people will in a shiva house will pass around pictures of the nifter to show look what they look like. So I believe Rav Soloveitchik felt that was improper because we're not supposed to be highlighting the tzelem elokim under such a circumstance because the loss of life is in fact the taking away of that. Okay, we are now up to avil also ba'asiyas malacha. Then avil is not allowed to do malacha. Dichsiv v'hafachti chagechem le'evil. I will convert. I'll turn over your festivals into mourning. That's a pasuk in Amos. Machag also be malacha, and just like Yom Tov is also to do malacha, af avil also be malacha. So the comparison is, then avil is also not allowed to do work. Menuda ma'u basiyas malacha. So what about a person in nidui? Amr Rav Yosef tashma, kisha amru also basiyas malacha, lo amru ele beyom. That only applies during the daytime. Avol b'layla mutter, but at nighttime he is allowed to do malacha. Chenat moitze be menuda be avil. So too you find the same thing. So, my lava kuluhu, isn't this going on all the things? What the Bryce said, they applied to someone who's in nidui as well, meaning so therefore he wouldn't be allowed to do malacha. Which is lo, sha'ara. It's going to the other ones, not to the actual prohibition of doing work. In Shulchan Aruch, an oval does not go to work. They're not even allowed to get benefit from their work. There's actually some have a shtar, I think the Aruch HaShulchan brings this down, where they, so to speak, distance themselves from the earnings. There's a halacha over here. It's Tav Kuf Ayin Hey Gimel. Yeah. Again, talk about this in the same siman about Hilchos Tanius. It says, Avru Elu Velonanu, the Beis Din goes to an ad, Oj Shlosh Tanius, Al Tzibur, Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni, right? Monday, Thursday, Monday. Uve Elu Mafsikin mila echol mibaod yom. On these days, they stop eating while it's daytime. Va'asurim b'hem b'asiyus malacha b'yom avalo b'layla. So this idea about on it is not working during the daytime, but they are at night. Okay, so we're going to do another proof now. Tashma. Menuda shone v'shonin lo. So we just are explaining now that a person who's a nidoy, so he could teach Torah to other people, and other people could teach him Torah. Niskar, he could be hired to work out for other people. Veniskar lo, and he others could be hired by him. So Shema Mino, you see from here that he is allowed to do work. So Mitzara Ma'o Besiyas Malacha. What about a Mitzara? Teku, that's unresolved. Avil Asabere Chitza, an Avil is not allowed to bathe. Dechsev Atesuchi Shemen. Right, but the pasuk we saw in Shmuel Beis that don't anoint yourself with oil, right? But you're supposed to be like a person who's been mourning for a long time. Urechitza bichlal sika. Bathing is like similar to anointing, meaning that they both have the same goal, mainly to make you clean. So, okay, menuda mahu berechitza. Could a person who's in nidui, could they bathe? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Kisha amru asa berechitza lo amru ela kol gufo. That's only your whole body. Ava pon of yad v'raglav mutter. You can wash your face, your hands, your feet. V'chein atemoytze b'menude v'avel. So similarly, the same thing applies to a person who's in nidui and a person who's in avelus. My lav akulahu. So isn't this going on all the different things it says also in the Brice, which includes the prohibition against bathing? They would also apply to the person in nidui? No. Lo asha'ara. It's going on the other ones. It's not necessarily talking about the bathing. So mitzor ma berchitza. What about the din about mitzor? Could they do it? Teku unresolved. Okay. Avil aser ben ilas hasandal. The next one on our list, they're not allowed to wear shoes. Mitika omer le rachman li cheskil vena alecha tasim biraglecha. Your shoes should be on your feet. Michlad kuliyama aser. This implies since you Yecheskel are putting the shoes on, everyone else is not allowed to. Menuda ma ben ilas hasandal. What about a person who's in nidui? So amr v'yosef tashma. Bring your proof. Kisha amru aser ben ilas hasandal lo amru el beir. We said you're not allowed to wear shoes. That's talking about actually on a fast day, on a tainus. That's in the city. Aval bederech, but if you are walking on the road, mutter, you are allowed to. So haketz said, how does that work out? Yotze lederech noel. When you're going, setting out on the road, you put on your shoes. Nichnas the ear, as soon as you get into the shir, cholet, you have to take them off again. V'chinata moitze b'menuda uv'avel. And similarly, this thing applies to a person who's a nidui and a person who's a velus. So my lav akulahu. Isn't this talking about all the things that we said are in the brisa, including wearing the shoes that should also apply to them? No, lo asha'ara. Same thing again. It's the other ones, but not necessarily talking about an iser of an ilas asando wearing shoes. So mitzora. What about a mitzora? Mahu ben ilas asando teku. Not unresolved. Avil also betash mishamita. A person who's an avelus is not allowed to have marital relations. Dichsiv vayinachim David es bas sheva ishto v'yavo eleha. So David comforted bas sheva, his wife, and he lived with her. Right. This was after their son had died. So you see, mechlal the meikara oser that while they were still in avelus for their son, then tashmish would have been prohibited. So menuda ma'u betash mishamita. What's the din by a menuda? Could he have tashmish with his wife? So Amr Rav Yosef Tashma. Kol oisin shanim shahay Yisrael b'midbar menudin hayu. The entire time period when the Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, they were menudim, they were nidui from Hashem. V'shimshu mitoseihim, but they still had relations. You see that they had children, right? There was no generations born after them. So you see from here that it's it's mutter to have tashmish even if you're nidui. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, Dilma menuda l'shemayim shiny. No, maybe it's different when you are put in nidui from Hashem, not from a human based in. Dekil, that's more, like, less serious. It's more, we're makil on that. So we're about to ask, well, 1 second. We've just been saying up till now, maybe it's more machmir. Now you're saying it's more makil. Which is it? You know, you got to make up your mind. Which way is it? Kiel, says the Gemara. We're lenient on this? Ha'amart chomer. You said it's a chomra. We're strict. So no, really it's like this. Safuki misapkale. He has a suffix, right? Everything that he tries to bring proofs for is misupik. Zil hocha kemedachile. Zil hocha kemedachile. So every time he tried to bring a proof, he says, no, since it's a suffix, we always have to go be. Sometimes this topic is a chumrah, and sometimes it's, you know, we're making. We just don't know which way to go on this one. Okay, but what do you see? The ma'isa, the tzad hashav is that you can't bring a raya from a nidui min shemayim. Okay, continues the Gemara. Mitzora ma b'tash mishamita. If a person's a mitzora, they're allowed to have relations. We discussed this earlier in the Masechta. Tashma d'tanya v'yosha michutz l'oholo. He has to be outside of his tent for 7 days. Sheki menuda ucha avil. He's like a person's needling like an avil. V'osu b'tash mishamita. And he's prohibited to have relations. V'in oholo ela ishto. And your ohel, your tent, is just a euphemism for your wife. How do you know? Shne'emar, as it says, after the Matan Torah, Leich emor lahem, shuvu lachem lahaleichem, lahaleichem. Go back to your tents, right? You're not, because we had to, they had to be porish from their wives for 3 days before Matan Torah. So now you're allowed to go back and to live with your wife. Shema mino. Here you see that it is, in fact, osur for a mitzora to have relations. V'nishut nami l'menuda. So if that's true, then let's answer by the menuda also. Amar Rav Huna, Bered Rav Pinchas, Mishmed Rav Yosef, Mikitani she'osur. 1 second, to the prices, it's actually osir. Shehei kit menuda ch'avel. Right? You should be like them. That's what mili acharan yoso. That's by other things. But osir nami tash mishamito. Right? So you can't necessarily bring a proof for here that a person who's in Nidoi is also is osir. Avil einu mishalech korbonosov. An avil is not allowed to bring korbonos. Tiftanya, as we learned in the brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer shlomim. Right? From the pasuk it says, Shlomim bizman shehu shalem, when he himself is shalem. So something to mean that he's like, you know, his mind is settled, the way Rashi learns, or the fact that he has all of his relatives with him, he's still b'shlemus. But once one of his close relatives is no longer with him, he's no longer considered to be b'shlemus. So the Gemara says bizman shehu shalem velo bizman shehu onen. Right now it says onen, but the Rishonim point out really it means the entire period of Avelis, not just the owning the first day, but the entire period of Avelis, the whole Shiva, he doesn't bring korbanos. Menuda ma sheyishalach korbanosav. Could a menuda send his korbanos? Amar b'yosef tashma, kol osan shanim shehayu Yisrael b'midbar, menudin hayu. The whole time we were in the Midbar, the Klal Yisrael was in Nidoi. V'shilchu korbanoseim, and then they brought korbanos. So I'm going to buy, no, Dilma Menuda L'Shemayim, shiny. Maybe when Shemayim puts you into Nidoi, it's different to Kiel, right? So, what do you mean? Same question. Kiel, Hamarta Chomer, you said we're more machmir on this. Sefuki Misafgale, Umadchile. Right, Abaye had always a suffix whether it's more serious when Shemayim does or it's less serious, right? So he always rejects Rav Yosef's arguments in fact, in both directions. Okay, we'll go a little bit further. Mitzora maos yishalach korbanosav. Could a mitzora bring korbanos? Satashma, detanya, we learned in a braisa, v'yachre taharaso, after he's purified, acher perishaso min ha-meis, that's after he's separated from his meis, his dead relative. Shivas yamim yisperu lo, he has to count for 7 days before he could purify himself. Se'elis shivas yameis firo, that's when he's counting. Uvayom bo el ha-kodesh el ha-chotzer penimis l'sharis ba-kodesh yakriv chatoso. On the day he comes to the inner chotzer, right, to serve, he could bring his korban, his chatas. So on the top, the next almond, Zo Asiris Ha'efa Shalo. This is his tenth of the Efa flour, which the Kohen would bring on the day when he begins working in the Beis Hamikdash. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bevo'u Yakriv. The pasuk says, on the day he goes in, he brings it, right? His chatas. Bizman Shiroi Levia, Roi Lakrava. On a day when he's able to come in, he's able to bring Makriv his korban. Bizman She'ena Roi Levia, on the time that he's not able to come in because he's Tamei, Ena Roi Lahakrava. He can't bring a korban. So this implies that a Mitzorah could not send his korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash because he himself would not be allowed to go in himself. Okay, Emir Tzashem, we'll pick it up here next time.